We were just talking about browhing for son Bob's ringworm. Now you said he, what did he do or how did he brow? Well,
he was supposed to come out to the barn and Bob, and he says he can't do it any otherwise. He wasn't the farm at that time. But Bob never went out and he noticed it was gone away in a few weeks. So he did it without Bob being there. So.
Do you know what he did? Did he bury something or did he, but he had something to do with the barn, huh?
No, he would never tell.
He wouldn't tell, huh?
He wouldn't tell, no.
But it had something to do with the barn.
It had something to do with the manure, I think.
With the manure. But he never said if he had to dig something up or move something or bury something.
He never said a word about it.
That was one of his secrets, I suppose, huh?
I suppose they keep that a secret. Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes they use a string and they cross you several times. Make a cross on it with a string.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go and bury it.
They bury the string.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
But if he, what he did to Bob that time that he didn't have to go out, I don't know. So
there was some browhing being done at that time, huh?
Yeah, anyhow, ringworms and what did you call the other one?
I think the ringworms are unusual colds or stuff.
Ringworms, I had one right here. Big one, great big one, the arm.
Did somebody grow for that?
Yeah. But with ashes from the sunflower seed.
Ashes from
the south sunflower from the inside, from the south stuff. You burn that up and make ashes of that and you spread it on there.
Now, who did that? Did you do?
That lady here.
Oh, that lady did that too?
Uh-huh. She.
She put ashes on the?
She burned up those sunflower, that soft stuff in the inside, and then she put the ashes on there and spread it on.
Oh.
But how many times she did it, I don't remember.
But it was gone when she was done.
It was gone, but you still see it.
Hmm.
So
there was some of that being done. Do you think there are different sicknesses today as compared to the past? Are there different sicknesses today?
I think we never found out our sickness. They didn't know what it was. Don't you think there were heart attacks at that time?
Yeah, they probably didn't know what it was. Huh?
They didn't know what it was.
But at that time, did you ever hear of cancer or AIDS or anything like that?
No, I never heard of cancer.
Never heard of that.
At that time, no. Not of AIDS either.
Besides like these browhing and other things you did, do you remember any other home remedies or cures? Anything that you did yourself, if you had a cold or you were sick, anything?
Well, I think colds are easy to prevent if you take care of them right away. If I put mentholatum salve usually in my nose, and I think that helps today. I do that every night.
Mentholatum.
And I think that cures the cold.
Okay.
I don't know, but I believe in it.
Anything else? What do you remember about the role of midwives? Do you remember midwives, and did a midwife ever come to your home?
Yeah, I was served by a midwife. She was Mrs. Christina Cupp, Conrad Cupp's mother. So
a midwife delivered you?
Mm-hmm. And you too.
Me too.
That was Mrs. Klein from Lair.
Mrs. Klein.
And so was Bobby.
Both.
For Gail, we had the doctor. That was the first time. And what they charged, they didn't charge much. The midwives charged $5.
Okay, that's the next question. Now, so they were paid $5.
They were paid
$5.
That's all.
What if somebody wouldn't have had the $5? I suppose they always found that.
We knew it at that time. Reuben worked on WP. We earned $70 a month at that time. And so we had to pay $5 rent. $5 went for that, and $5 we had to eat yet. We didn't get much to eat. But
and then there was probably even money left, even at $70, huh?
17.
Or, oh, 17. 17. Oh, 17.
No, there was not much left over.
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Did your parents Did your parents use any expressions in other languages, like in Russian or Plot or Deutsch or Turkish, French or others?
No, they only talked German.
Just
they
talked German.
They couldn't talk English.
Couldn't talk English. Nothing in Russian either. No Russian words.
He went for a citizen paper. That was hard for him to make them. But he talked the language they talked when they came over, and that's what we learned. So, no, we didn't talk another language. No, I.
Can you remember the name of the German newspaper that you received in your home?
Yes, that I could read it today.
You could read it today?
Staatsanzeiger. Then we had the Aberdeen paper. What did you call it? It's in here. What do you
call it? Aberdeen paper?
Yeah.
The North Dakota or North Dakota Herald or Dakota Free Press?
No.
Aberdeen News? Today it's Aberdeen News.
No, it's in there. What in the world? Oh.
Was it one of those that's listed here? You mentioned the Staatsanzeiger, that one you got.
That was the German newspaper.
That was the German newspaper.
Paper that we read all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here, Dakota Farmer from Aberdeen, South Dakota.
Oh, the Dakota Farmer too?
Yeah, lots of recipes in there and nice readings in there.
Mm-hmm. I guess we'll have that later on, so we'll talk about that a little bit later on then.
I thought we weren't there yet.
But the Staatsanzeiger is about the only one. How about a church newspaper or something like that? Were there any German ones?
Yeah, we had. Gosh, I don't remember that paper. It was a German church paper, but I don't remember the name of it anymore. We used to get it in church for that I forgot.
Yeah. What kind of information did your family get from the newspaper?
It was always the latest news in there, like the daily paper today. We got that once a week only at that time, but I think we got a lot out of it at that time. That was way back when the Capitol burned down. That was something.
Yeah, you got that.
What year was it? 1930?
I don't remember the year, but you remember seeing that.
Yeah, we saw that. That was pictured in there. Everything most from the Dakota was in there.
Yeah.
We liked it.
Was it just North Dakota or North and South Dakota?
I think just anybody that wanted to order it, but they
couldn't. No, I mean the news, was it just from North Dakota mostly?
It was mostly from North Dakota, but anybody could read it, I would think.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter.
Were there any funnies or comics?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they had too.
Not in that German paper.
Not in the German one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I don't know where they came from. We got those, that I remember. That one of the, those cats in there. That I don't remember.
Cats and Jammer Kids or something like that? Or
I know that.
You don't remember, huh? But there were some, you remember some funny stuff. Do you remember when your family got its first modern conveniences like electricity? Do you remember the first electricity you got?
Well, we didn't have it yet when we built our house. I think we had it wired whenever it comes. That was 1929. Whenever it comes, the house was ready to be connected up.
Was that quite a change?
Well, that was a change, yeah. But I don't know or remember what year it was.
How about your first car?
1920, my dad bought his first car.
1920?
Model A.
Model A.
I think it was Model T.
Model A or Model T, huh?
No, it was Model A.
Yeah. How about the first telephone?
Well, that I was thinking, that was in 38, when we were in Lair.
Yeah.
There I had to be the operator for the town.
Because you were living out of the city limits, right?
Yeah, we were out of the city limits there, and the door spinning around us.
Mm-hmm.
And there's that other lady, the heavily that was on the, on that line, she died. And then they asked if I would take it for till they get somebody. So I had it for I don't know how many years.
So
wherever I, they called from wherever, they made a call from far distance, they called me, and I had to go and tell the people. 10 cents a call, had to run around town.
So there were no telephones in town?
No, there was only one.
So you were out in town, but right out of city limits, so you had to...
City limits.
So you had the first telephone in town then?
Well, that was the only, and down the railroad, the depot.
Down the depot.
Yeah, there's where they got the telegrams, then they called me. That I should let that person know this and that. I know an old Prancer died. We didn't have telephone yet. Well, what year was that? That was the 40s, I think.
Well, what year did you get the telephone? You don't remember that, huh?
Was the 1958?
No, I don't know.
I don't remember.
But you do remember that you had the first one and that you had to...
That I had to deliver 10 cents a call, then I had to run way down to the...
Well, then you had other people come in to make calls too, I suppose.
No, not very many.
No, so it was more giving messages.
Giving messages to the depot, the depot would deliver.
Oh.
That's the way it worked.
How about windmills? Remember the first windmill?
Yeah, I remember them, but I don't... We had nothing to do with windmills.
Yeah, you don't know the year or anything.
There's
like
some
that.
Setting out yet. And the wind blows the wheel every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see them.
Yeah.
By Hazleton, there's a lot of them. No, I don't. We didn't have anything to do with them.
Do you remember the early days of radio?
Yeah, that again. I don't know if they had one or not. I think we did.
You don't have a remember the. You remember the first radio, but you, but not the time, not the date.
I don't remember if my folks had the radio or not.
Oh.
I don't.
But when you had your first radio, do you remember some of your favorite programs?
Yeah, there was Chick Benny on there every night, I think, and I Love Lucy.
They were on then already.
Yeah, who are those two black men?
Oh, Amos and Andy, probably.
Amos and Andy.
Yeah.
Those
you remember those,
yeah? I remember those, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was way back in the 1930s. I don't know if I had one at home. I don't remember, but I think we had a radio when we moved to town in 1934.
Do you remember the first, the early days when you were watching television?
Yeah, that I remember. We got one from Ted Miller. That was one.
That wasn't color though, that was black and white, huh?
Black and white, yeah.
Do you remember watching the Lawrence Welk show?
That I watched.
That you watched? Any other shows that you remember that you watched?
There were quite a few on there right away, but I can't remember what they were anymore. They were. Huh.
Which family member do you remember the best? Which one of your family members? Your mother or your dad or or grandmother, grandfather or brother or sister? Which one do you remember the best?
Well, Lydia was the one that we always, she did so much for us. But the grandparents, they were good too. Till the last minute, she always had candy in her pocket and her apron. And my parents, they were good to us. They did everything they could, I think. We had to listen, and that's all about what.
So you'd say the ones you looked up to the most was your mother and father, and then probably a family member would have been Lydia.
Lydia would have been the best. That helped out us a lot, I mean. Wherever I was sick, she would go.
She'd be there, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's there.
Whenever there was a need, she'd be there.
She.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, what does that
anything
say about the sewing here? My mother sewed everything. I mean, this is...
You're looking ahead a little bit now, yeah. Let's... So far, is there anything that we forgot to say?
Say that you said grandchildren and...
Yeah, you said yesterday, you said something about marriage, but you should mention who and when. You want to mention that now?
Yeah, well, and right away the grandchildren, great.
Yeah, you can do that, yeah. Okay, your first marriage was?
First marriage was with Reuben Zimmerman, May 29th, 1932.
May 29th?
Uh-huh. May 31st.
What?
May 31st.
May 31st?
Mm-hmm.
And what year?
1932.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first marriage was to Reuben Zimmerman, May 31st, 1932.
It was taking place at our home in the dining room. Reverend Newt from Ashley.
Newt.
Set the marriage service.
Yeah. And then you had?
Then we had dinner and then we went to our farm south of Flair. That was.
And then you had named the children? You had three children?
We had three boys. First one was born in 1934. Yeah. 33. Delmer. On the farm. Edison midwife. Miss Klein.
The second one?
And the second one, Bob, was born November. This is coming here.
In November of 19. 1934.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gail, third one?
Gail was born in April 15th on his grandmother's birthday, 1946.
Yeah,
uh-huh. We had Dr. Barrett.
Okay. And you said something about grandchildren. You want to say how many grandchildren?
I have six grandchildren from Reuben Zimmerman's side and seven great grandchildren. And then there are six.
Wait a minute now. You got six? Okay, so there's six grandchildren. And then your great grandchildren? You have how many?
Seven
great grandchildren.
You have two, and Bob has two, and down Bob Gillis three.
Okay.
So.
And then, when did, that was first marriage with Reuben. And he passed away?
January 10th, 1965.
Okay, and then your second marriage was with?
George Eisenbison, October 14th, 1969.
Okay.
And they had two. He had two daughters and two sons. That made four stepchildren.
Four stepchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And there were. I don't remember that. Nine step grandchildren. And about six step great grandchildren. Yeah, great grandchildren.
Six?
Mm-hmm.
Great great.
Great grand.
Okay.
Yeah, great grand.
Okay. And then George passed away?
September 19th, 1980.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, September 19th, 1980.
Mm-hmm.
Did you give me the date when you were married?
Yeah, October 14th, 1969.
October 14th, 1969,
mm-hmm.
And you passed away September 19th, mm-hmm. 1980.
Yeah, I'm
glad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Well, I wish I'd have my grandchildren and great-grandchildren to all survive, but they're all far away. I never get to see them.
Well, I suppose...
They're all, no matter what they are, they're all far away.
Yeah. Well, I don't think you want... You say you never see them. You don't see them as often as you like.
Oh, I see them once in a while, yes. Yeah. But they don't live around here that I see them so often.
Now, one other thing. Yesterday, when we talked dialect, I thought of this later on. This might be important. You know, some Germans, they say Heim and Heim.
Mir und Heim, so.
You said
they
Heim.
They kind of be English. Home.
Home.
Heim.
Okay, are there any other words like that? How about Fleisch?
Fleisch. Fleisch and flesh.
You said?
Mir und Fleisch, so.
Fleisch.
Mm-hmm. What else is there?
How about... some say Kartoffel, Grombeere.
Oh, yeah.
Grombeere.
Mehr Grombeere, so.
Grombeere?
Uh-huh. Kartoffel is also a bisschen heicher. I don't know what the difference is, but anyway, this.
Anything else you'd like to say?
Yeah, I've worked in the cafe for 10 years and then I got tired and moved to Michigan. I worked for the retirement home for 5 years.
Do you remember the years?
Yeah.
When were you working in the cafe?
From 54 to 64.
54 to 64.
54 to 64. At 35 cents an hour.
35 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it went up. It was 40 and 50 cents. And
that was in Lair, and that was with
yeah,
your
that
boss was
for 10 years. Boss was Ted Miller.
Ted Miller.
Yeah. And then the retirement home opened up in Wishigat. It was 1964. So they asked for cooks, and I put over there, and I went over here and was second cook here.
Second cook for how long?
For 5 years.
For 5 years.
Just 5 years, yeah.
What was the first year?
1964.
So it went
64 to 69
then, huh?
October to 69, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I got, my last raise was $1.49 an hour. My first was 96 and a half cents when I started in the Bush retirement home.
So the times have changed.
The time has changed, but still that was no wages at all, $1.49, working all these years for nothing. So, yeah, there were...
Anything else that you did?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was news correspondent for the Ashley paper when I was 11 years old.
When you were 11 years old?
When I was 11 years old, I wrote the local news for the newspapers.
No, was that... That would have been for Danzig then, huh?
Danzig Farmer News.
Danzig Farmer News.
Mm-hmm. And I sent it to Ashley, and I got paid 5 cents an inch for it.
5 cents an inch.
Yeah, and then when we moved to Lair, when I got married, I wrote the Lair Farm News. As long as we lived on the farm, we only lived there 2 years, then moved to town. And when I was in town, I wrote the Lair News. Till we moved away, I think. No, the Lair Thimbleby took over.
Do you remember how much you got then?
I don't remember.
Don't remember that.
It was a very small chance.
Yeah.
So when I came to Wishick, then I wrote the local news for Bob when he was the editor.
For the Wishick Star. Mm-hmm. How long did you do that? Do you remember?
10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm. That I did. So Verna Kramer is over 10 years already. Verna Bader.
Verna Bader. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he paid a little better, so I got $25 to $30 a month. Depends on the news.
Mm-hmm.
So, then I gave haircuts for kids. There was no barber in town when I was in Lair.
There was in Lair.
Mm-hmm.
No.
I only charged $25, but I never got paid any.
Never got paid from anybody?
No. Once in a while, the dish dolls came for it. Yeah. I gave a lot of haircuts. Yeah, that was...
Did they have a barber? Did they have
later
a barber?
Later on, got a barber.
Later on, not right away.
Then I quit right away.
Then you quit, huh? So you could have charged them if you wanted to.
Well, I know, but they didn't pay me. They figured...
Is there anything else? Is there anyone else you'd know that we should interview?
Yeah, there are lots of them.
There are lots of them. give me some names.
Well, when Sam comes back, I would think.
Sam?
Yeah.
Esslinger?
Uh-huh.
Sam Esslinger?
Yeah, if he's...
Anybody else?
Well, she would be good.
Who's that?
Bertha Roof.
Oh, Bertha Roof? Bertha Roof?
I don't know if her parents came from Russia.
Yeah?
Yeah, that era mind is good and they could save them.
She's pretty old, right?
Yeah. I think she'd be interested in that.
Is there anybody else that you can think of?
Well, I was thinking of Miss Fetzer, but...
Mrs. Fetzer?
Yeah. Amanda Fetzer.
Amanda?
Yeah, she's old already. And you said Harriet Hare? Well,
Harriet Hare, I was wondering about her. Do you think she'd be a good one?
Oh, deep that. I would think she know a lot.
Okay, now we've got some questions here for, especially for women. Was there anyone in the family who had a talent such as sewing or textiles or basket weaving? Basket making or weaving or bobbin lints?
Well, my mother used to do a lot of sewing, and I did too. I sewed all your clothes when you went to the, till you went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave your haircuts till you went to high school, and I put everything. And you, where we got the old clothes from, we usually got from our minister. They don't wear out their clothes, and they thought that I can make you some pants and jackets with them, which worked fine. But no, there's no one that crocheted, I think. Rose is the only one that does it now, but she didn't do it at home. Yeah, I sewed a lot. I am telling you, I sewed till I couldn't see anymore. I sewed everything for you, even winter coats.
Did everybody do that?
No, you had to be alone like that. I was surprised that you went to school.
I mean, your sisters and brothers, didn't they make their own clothes?
No, they didn't. No, Sam's wife, she was a good sewer too. But otherwise...
Besides getting the fabric from the preacher, where else did they get it?
Well, anybody that had old clothes that brought it. I sewed a lot for Leah Krause at Wheatman. When her husband was in the service, then she lived with her mother there, and then she came up, and then I had to make suits for the little boy. What's his name, Ron?
I don't know. How did they reuse the old clothes? They just handed them down from one to the other?
When they were too small for you, I gave them away.
So somebody else could
use them? Yeah, uh-huh.
Do you recall your mother ever having quilting parties?
Yes, she had quilting.
She had quilting parties.
But she sewed her own.
She sewed her own.
Family. They didn't have quilting parties like they do.
Not like today?
No, not like today.
Can you describe what took place? What did they do, or how did they?
She sewed it at home, but she didn't have any sticks like this. They stretched it on some frame now, which they didn't have at that time, so.
What did they use that for a frame? How did they do
that? She made one quilt, and I don't know who got it. See, they just sew it by their hand. They hold it in their hand, and they make their own out of it.
What are your memories of women's activities and recipes from the Dakota farmer from Aberdeen, South Dakota?
Oh.
Anything that you can remember? out of the Dakota Farmer things to do.
There were ginger snap cookies in there.
Good ginger snap cookies?
Cookies. There were cake recipes and cooked recipes, hot dishes and everything. They had a lot of recipes in there. It was too bad when the good ones didn't get it anymore.
Anything else? We're getting near the end now. If there are any questions that you'd like to ask that hadn't been included, or did we forget anything? Anything else that you'd probably like to mention? Anything else that was done in the home, either your home or in Danzig, or your own in Lair or Wishik? Any activities? Nothing that you can think of right now?
No, but you know, comes on the bike to drive. That's. Did you get the tape all out?
No, I got some more tape space. One thing I was just thinking of is the days when you made hay or thrashed. Have you got any experiences that?
Yeah, my dad used to have a thrash machine for a few years, and then we all had to have whole bundles, boys and girls. Well, the boys were usually hired out, the girls had to do the work. We went out shopping, and first shopping and then threshing. Then I went along with the thresh crew and Hunter and Cup threshed, and then I had to help cook for each family. There was about 6-7 families usually.
They would get together?
That cup would thresh, and then I would go along as a cook. It was Fred Salzer, that was Conrad Cup, that was a bottle of salsa, 3-4, an hour place. Usually it was 5-6 families. Yeah, I don't know how we did it, but then I worked for John Bender when he was threshing. I had to help her cook, yeah. He's the only one that paid good. Paid $5 a day.
Who was that?
John Bender.
John Bender.
But the others, they paid us they wanted to. They figured.
There was no set price, huh?
No, there was no set price for a cook. That was.
Any other experiences that we should mention?
No, I can't think of anything now, but.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I'll make a copy of this, and then you'll get a copy of it, too.
Yeah, but that doesn't do me any good.
Why?
Where should I play it?
Well, you got it.
Oh, those are cassette.
Those are cassette tapes. Those are cassette tapes, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's nice.
Yeah, you'll get a copy of it.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if I have to have to play it, then we'll just do it over.
No, I don't. We won't have to do it over. Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay. That was fun, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, but there's so many things you'd like to say and you don't
can't think of
remember
everything.
It.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. This concludes the questions for the interview part one. We'll take a recess and come back to part two some other time. Okay, we're going to start questions for the interview of part two, and we're going to be talking about courting, marriage, relationships, family life, family in the world, and education, and a little politics. First question is, what did your parents or teachers tell you about marriage? Did your parents tell you anything about marriage?
Did you start here? Yes. The parents did tell about marriage, yes. He says when you get married, you're young yet, but anyway, they wanted marriages forever and not for just a few months.
It's until...
Until someone dies, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Did the teacher say anything?
Teachers never mentioned
anything about marriage.
No.
What did you learn of marriage from seeing your parents' relationship? The way they lived, what did you see? Or what did you learn?
Well, we learned everything at home. Whatever we had to work with them and do things and cook. They learned us how to cook and how to milk and milk a lot of cows. And we had to work with them, and we did, and we...
Did they do things together?
Mm-hmm. We did things together, and we... I think they were well satisfied what we did. We never had any trouble getting along.
Were they both... were both the boss, or was he the boss of the family, or how did that work?
My dad and my mother?
Yeah.
Well, that's the dad's business, what he ever told everybody that he and his children would be like that.
The man was the head of the household.
The man is head of the household. He had to arrange the money so it was enough for everybody to live on.
No.
We had very little income from the beginning, so we knew that there wasn't much left. And
now, when you got married, your marriage, was that different from your parents' marriage, or about the same thing? Was the father the head of the household, and
yeah.
How did that work out?
He was head of the household as long as we were married. What he wanted to do, we did, and I think that was the only way to work it out. There was no...
Still the way it should be, huh?
If it would be like that, that would cause lots of troubles that wouldn't be amongst the families.
Be fewer problems, fewer troubles today, huh?
If what?
That would be fewer problems today if the man was still at the head of the household.
That
yeah.
Was.
Were the marriages of your parents or grandparents arranged? Were they coupled, or did they?
No, they went together. I know that they weren't coupled together.
Okay.
And most of us, we had our own. I don't know how to say it, but anyway. We did not want to be coupled, no.
They went together and dated and then got married.
Yeah, anyhow, those coupled, I don't know, if you don't know a person and get coupled and married, that don't work.
Okay.
No.
What did your parents teach you about raising children?
They didn't teach us anything. We had to do it our own.
Well, did they?
We had a...
How did you know who was supposed to do what?
Well...
Did they make...
Well... They had to work for us, for everybody. I don't know what to say for that. I raise the children, raise them in a way that do the right thing. That they shouldn't go out to everything and have parties and stay home more.
And do their work.
Do their work, yeah. I think that has a lot to say if they run around and they don't listen. And that's, I don't know, we were raised in a good family, I think. We had no trouble.
And then you kind of carried that over to your own.
Yeah, that's the way we learned at home, and that's the way I learned you.
Okay, number 7 here. Did husbands and wives have equal authority or rights in making major decisions? We probably talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, well, there are some things that that the mother knows better than the father what to do, and I'm sure that they got along with that.
Yeah. So even though the husband was head of the household, when there were other problems, they talked things over and
yes, they never,
decided things together.
There were no arguments except for the money that... We never had any money. We were too big a family for doing things like others did.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to express your feelings of anger, sadness, fear, or criticism as a child? If you got angry or sad or mad or afraid, could you go to your folks and tell them? Or
about getting angry, I don't know.
Were they good? Were they good listeners? Would they listen to you if you complained? Or?
They did, but the only trouble we had was with milking. We had a lot of cows to milk. We milked 30 cows at one time, and that's where the trouble came in. Well, it was only me and the other two or three and had to milk 30 cows. That was not for a family. I mean, it was too much.
So what did you do then?
We had to do it. That was all. We had to do it.
Even though you didn't like to do it, you knew you had to do it.
Boys were hired out, and they what all they earned, there was $10 a month. That wasn't worth.
And then your parents made you feel like that was part of the job, part of your upbringing.
Yeah.
How was love and affection shown in your family?
We had that before, didn't we?
Well, we might have talked about this a little bit, yeah.
Well, I think good. I think we all got along good. We worked together and we played together and we ate together. And so when we had our new house, then it was different. We lived out in the basement, and then we lived alone more. The kids, then the folks were upstairs. So,
but everybody got along, even though the whole family was in the same house.
Yes, we got along, but
was there a competition between boys and girls?
That I don't know if there was. I don't know.
Don't remember, huh?
The boys were gone, and the girls grew up by themselves, I guess. Well,
how were the children disciplined? If some of the kids did something wrong, what?
Well, they didn't get the car to drive anymore.
Yeah, for they were
a few
older.
Days.
Okay. How about when they were younger, before driving age?
They never got it before they were driving age then.
Did they get lickings or anything, or spankings?
No. They didn't get a spanking, but a talking, that helped them. But when they're gone all week long, you don't want to give them the car. You didn't feel like giving them the car to chase around.
Mm-hmm. When your family members had disagreements, how were they settled? Well, you said there were no big problems, no?
No, there were no problems. With the farming, there was this, with the farming practices, well, the girls had to go out in the field and the boys were gone. So there was no way of saying no, that we didn't want to do it. We had to do it. Well,
and everybody knew that it had to be done.
Yeah, the father couldn't do it alone, and we had to go out in the field and do the work and work as much as we can and come home and milk the cows.
Yeah. How were grown-up children treated when they had conflicting religious and marriage decisions? Let's say the boys or the girls married into a different religion. How did
they all join their church where they belonged? Lydia, she joined the Lutheran church, and Rose joined the Evangelical church where they were both.
How would they know where they belonged? How did they decide that?
Well, they went to church before.
But did they go with the on the man's side or the woman's side?
On the man's side, yeah.
And your parents approved of that?
Well, they didn't have anything to say.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And they never complained about it either?
No, they never complained. Go to church, he says.
That was the main thing, just so you go to church.
Go to church.
Didn't care where,
I think everybody went to church. Everybody had a church.
Mm-hmm.
There were more Lutherans. There's you, Emma, and Eugenia, and Lydia, and Edwin. There were four, and Pauline were five. Five Lutherans.
They were Lutherans.
Mm-hmm.
And the other religions?
They
what
stayed
were they?
Where they, Baches were evangelical. They belonged to the same church as Rose did, so they went to, and they're still going. United Methodist. So I think they all go to church. Jack went to an Assembly of God church. That's what Art Anderson.
And the others?
Well, the others went where
What were some other churches then? You went to which church?
Baptist Church.
You went to the Baptist Church? And
mm-hmm. We joined others? The Baptist Church in Lair. And then now I joined the Baptist Church here in Wishing, when Reuben had died.
So there were so when the boys and girls, when they got married and they wanted to go to a different church, they were just happy they went to church.
They went to church, yes.
Yeah, okay.
And they all are going to church.
Was anybody ever cut off from the family?
What do you mean by that?
Somebody did something way off, was he ever cut off?
No.
You're not part of this family anymore.
Oh, no. Yeah. That they would never do.
Who cared for families in their older age? When your mother and dad, their parents.
Well, my sister did. My brother first, he lived in the farm where they lived, so they stayed there. My mother stayed there with them for a while, and then they went to Roast, and she died. She took care of them.
So it was a son and a daughter that took care of
them.
Did your grandparents or parents have friends outside of the family with whom they shared private thoughts, emotions, or feelings? They had any secrets or anything? Did they share that with any of them?
Well, I'm sure they did. They had friends like the Walsons and the Wetzels and the Dovers.
They were mostly neighbors or church friends?
They were neighbors and they visited a lot together and they had their...
Church friends?
Church friends. Those were all church friends.
Yeah. How did your grandparents or parents view Freundschaft? What did they think about the Freundschaft? Did they say the Freundschaft, we don't want to have anything to do with them?
No. They were good in that. They visited each other. Oh, there was Gottlieb Salzer and John Salzer and the grandparents, and they visited them a lot.
Now, those were cousins, right? Or
no. Well,
John Salzer and those, they were to your parents.
That was my brother to my mother.
Oh, so it'd be your uncles and aunts.
Yeah, my uncles and aunts. And we still go together as cousins.
Still do today, mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have anybody from your family move out of state? That's years ago when you grew up.
Yes, my brother moved out of state and went to California.